Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. It's time now for Heart Healer with Andrea Riedmeier. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today.
Hi. Hi, Nicole. So happy to hear your voice again. Welcome, everyone, to this beautiful May 7th, 2020. And today is a very special day. It actually started yesterday. We're going to do a full flower moon show as well as a meditation today. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what that is. But first, I'm just going to open up this space, this sacred space. The sun is a circle, the moon is a circle, the earth is a circle, the drum is a circle. We are in a circle, within a circle. Your heart is in the center. I also always open up the show with the blue flame invocation. By the divine light of all beings and with the superior forces of the divine I am presence, we invoke the blue flame. So it may envelop us in the purest irradiation from this point of light that I am. May the blue flame spread in all directions, liberating people of the doubt, fear, and ignorance, impregnating the earth with elevated concepts of universal brotherhood and sisterhood, fortifying the faith and the will to follow with a God in all moments. We ask that your most pure white light, crystalline flame, pour itself upon all men and women who are at the forefront of the people and flourish the great humanitarian ideals. Blue light descend abundantly upon the earth, opening pathways in the heart of people and the divine mind so its currents of strength and illumination may flow towards all nations. I am light. I am the blue light that envelops people throughout the earth. I am the blue light that protects all creations who live within the divine order. I am the light that leads all beings to the creator path. I am the will and faith that moves great ideals. I open the path of love and light in all hearts. May the will of God, source, energy, whichever one you want to call it, be realized throughout the universe. And may these words come alive and become real in the moment and forever, so be it. So for those who have been listening to my show, you have an idea now who I am. For those who are new, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Andrea Riedmeier. I actually live in Northern Ontario, surrounded by the Great Lakes. I live in right by St. Mary's River, which conjuncts Lake Huron and Lake Superior, two very, very strong energies. I am a transformational coach, trained as an executive coach, but as my career gets transforming, I just decided to call myself a transformational coach. I'm an intuitive coach, life coach, executive coach, whatever the name is, but it's all around energy. It's around the physical, emotional, mental, and energetic space that I hold for you so that you can evolve to become the best that you are, that you've always wanted to be. Always coming from a place of neutrality back to your natural state. And of course, I work with the heart. Your heart energy is so important. I'm a quantum healer. I've been trained by Wampa Baharona and Regan Hillier in the jungles of Costa Rica with 40 other beautiful souls around the world. So there's only two of us in Canada that I know of that have been trained in this quantum healing modality. I'm the founder of the Wisdom of the Great Lakes Retreat. I'm actually opened up now. We'll see with COVID. But for now, I have opened up one of my last retreats in my Triquetra, my three. I had one in Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, and this year in August, it will be on Lake Superior. It is called Unleash Your Wisdom. It's going to be very, very, very powerful and very healing. If you wish to know more, just go type Wisdom of the Great Lakes, and my website will pop up. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a leadership consultant. I'm trained in facilitation. Certified emotional intelligence coach. I do like to say that because I really do feel in all the work I do, it is a lot around self-awareness and emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence are skills that you learn, especially empathy. I'm the mother of two beautiful souls. I'm very grateful. You always wonder how they're going to turn out when they're these little souls. I'm just here as a keeper, and I'm very grateful. I'm the wife of, and I'll speak a little bit of him later in the show, for over 28 years I've been married. And I like to call myself an edge walker. I go in very temporarily within the circle, but really I like to stay on the edge and observe. And because you're doing the healing, this everything about the show, even News for the Soul, you're the one who's doing the healing. I'm just holding the sacred space for you. And I am. I mentioned that I'm from Sault Ste. Marie. Sault Ste. Marie is in the Robinson-Huron Treaty territory, and the land on which our community is located is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe. So in my show, I always do a connection to your heart, and I'm going to always start also connecting to Mother Gaia. It's very important that grounding, especially for light workers, grounding is very important. So I'd like you all, if you're driving, just please listen. But you need to stay focused on what you're doing. Anyone else, if you're in the space that you can be quiet and close your eyes, I ask permission that you do that. So what I'd like you to do is put your two feet on the ground, please. Or if you're lying down, that's just perfect. And I'd like you to put your two feet on the ground or lying down. Open up your hands so you're open to receiving. Feel into your breath. Just breathe in and breathe out. Nice and gentle. Breathe in, breathe out. And I'd like you to feel all the way down your spine, all the way down to the tip tone of your tailbone. And at your tailbone is a beautiful red crystal. Everyone has one. Beautiful shining red crystal. And that crystal is going to open up a portal and it's going to shoot down. All the way down, all the way down to Mother Earth, to the center. And at the center of Mother Earth is another crystal and you're going to attach. And you're attached to Mother Earth. And just breathe into that space. And I'd like you to release anything that's not serving you today in this moment, in this week, in this month. Just let it go to Mother Earth. She's there to receive. She'll transmute that energy, alchemize it to a different energy. Beautiful. Now, I'd also like you to feel to your feet, whether you're lying down or sitting down. Feel your feet, and I'd like you to visualize these red roots shooting out your feet and down, down, down into Mother Earth. Deep down, all the way through that beautiful earth and rock and water, all the way down. And you're going to envelop around your crystal right and dig deep right into Mother Earth. You're rooted, rooted beautifully, safely, joyfully into Mother Earth. Thank her. Say thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Gaia. Now, Mother, you've released, but you also need to receive always. So Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, Pachamama is going to give you some energy now. She's going to bring it into your crystal. Safety, divine love, nurturing. She holds your seeds. She holds them with care until they're ready to bloom. And all that energy is going to shoot back up your portal. You keep rooted. Keep your feet rooted, and you're just going to shoot the energy from your crystal up the portal. All the way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up to your tailbone. Now bring it all the way up to your sacral chakra. Beautiful. Hold it there. Bring that energy to your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button chakra, the power source. Thank you. And now bring it all the way up into your heart and hold it there. Beautiful. Mother Earth energy, Mother Gaia, interweaves with your heart energy. Now you can put your hands up. It does not matter. Straight up to the sky. But just, if not, just keep your hands, your palms open. And at the top of your head is a crown. Metaphorically, visually, but it's a crown. It's an energetic crown. And at that crown is another crystal. It's a crystalline golden crystal. And it's going to shoot open a portal. Just visualize that shooting straight up, all the way up into the celestial skies, galactic space. Keep going. I want you to go and visualize a space in the full moon. There you go. All the way up, all the way up. And in your galactic space that you're going to go to is a beautiful, shining, magnificent star. And that's your star. And I want you to float right to it. And within that star is a crystal. And you're going to attach. And you're now attached to your star. Everyone has one. And everyone has a crystal within your star. And this is your Father Sky, Father Source energy space. And within this space is your knowing, your intuition. This is the space, your galactic family, your star seed family. For those light workers, you really relate to this space. Divine love. Connected to source energy. Pour in beautiful amount of knowledge and knowing and remembering into your crystal. Divine light, codes, activations. And now we're going to shoot it down. All the way down, all the way down, all the way down through the galactic space. Say hello to the full moon, all the way back down to your crown. Breathe it in. Beautiful. Now I want you to gently bring it down to your third eye. This beautiful energy all the way down to your third eye, down to your throat chakra. Hold it in your throat chakra for a moment. Breathe it in. Beautiful. And now just gently merge it into your heart space as it weaves with Mother Gaia, Father Source energy, and your heart energy. Beautiful. Big smile. Breathe it in, breathe it out. All connected, all one. And I want you to visualize this space. You can breathe in each time that I say it. You can hold your hands out if you wish, around your heart space if you wish, or keep your palms open. But visualize this space in front of your heart, about an arm's distance away. This is your heart energy space. I want you to visualize this heart energy space to the right of your body. I'd like you to visualize now to the back of your body. Breathe in and breathe out. And now to the left of your body. Breathe in and breathe out. And visualize this beautiful energy moving clockwise all the way around. You just activated your heart energy. Beautiful. Shining, 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 shining. Very, very bright. So now I'd like you, your feet are grounded to Mother Earth. I'd like you to take this heart energy, this beautiful shining energy, and I want you to release it through your feet all the way down to Mother Gaia. Release your heart, beautiful energy to Mother Gaia. And with a beautiful sigh, say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're just going to do a forgiveness prayer. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Beautiful. One more time. We're going to do two, always in a three. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And feel that energy going through the roots to Mother Gaia. Thank you. One more time. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Now gently unroot those beautiful red roots from Mother Gaia, and you're going to slowly bring them all the way up, all the way up, all the way up through the earth and rocks and water that you're going to pass, all the way up back to your feet. Feel the bottom of your feet, your soles. Bring that energy all the way up to your knees and to your hips. And boom, you're grounded right into your hip space. Okay. So I just want to tell you about my space I have here today and how grateful I am today to do this moon ceremony. I'm doing one tonight also, so I'll talk about that at the end if anyone's interested. It's free. It's online. So I'm surrounded here by my sage, Santo. I've got daffodils in a vase and kind of like little baby daffodils and some beautiful purple flowers too. I put some cedar inside with the bigger daffodils. So I've got this beautiful yellow and purple, beautiful smell in my space. And I also have a gratitude. It's called a full moon candle gratitude. In our city, there's a woman who makes moon manna. That's the name, moon manna. She makes these beautiful candles, not toxic. So I have this gratitude candle that's shining. It's got rose and yin yang and orange in it. And so it's, my space just smells beautiful. So I invite all of you to create a space for yourself. Create this beautiful space with flowers, which are very high vibe. I have my crystals out, my amethyst, celestine, water beside me. So this is my little altar right now to honor you, to honor this space, and to honor this beautiful flower moon. So I invite you to create an altar for yourself today and every day, but for this, especially for this full moon. Now, in Ojibwe, this is called a wa, and my, forgive me for not saying this properly, but this is, it's the Wawasconi Gizis Flower Moon May. That's the name. It's the fifth moon of creation, is the flower moon, where all plants display their spirit sides for all the world to see. This life-giving energy is one of the most powerful healing medicines on Mother Earth. And during this moon, we are encouraged to explore our spiritual essence. We've all been experiencing this pandemic, and it has changed our lives. I'm sure you all have stories you can tell me about what's happened to you in the last 6 weeks. And I do say, for me, it's been, I count it as the last 6 weeks, because my husband, who's a surgeon, is going back to work tomorrow. He and his colleagues chose to rotate a week at a time for call. So he spent the last 5 weeks at home. It's been quite interesting. And now he goes back tomorrow on Friday for a week of call at the hospital. So this has been 6 weeks. It's been a little longer for others. But we all have, there is no time, by the way. Time's an illusion. But we all have our definition of how long this has lasted for each one of us. And I know that it's not been easy for the majority of us. And how could it be when you've had a whole existence pulled out from under you? If people I know are getting tired of being confined, and I feel that it has a lot to do partly with Mother Nature. She's coming to life at this time of year, and she calls for all of us to enjoy her. It's within our souls to want to be part of Mother Earth. And this year, I feel Mother Earth is rejoicing in the fact that she's getting a chance to heal. Down of the world has stopped so much pollution, and animals are getting a chance to live more freely. I have a friend who sees a, every single day she tells me which new animal she sees. She normally sees a deer a day, but she saw a wolf, turkey, all beautiful, little chipmunks. I feel that Mother Earth is taking a long sigh of relief, and with her, so are we. She has needed this break from pollution for a long time. So now is the time to honor her and be grateful that she has sustained us for this long. So slowly we are seeing a reduction in the coronavirus. It is flattening the curve, and as long as we continue using safety precautions, it will lessen. Part of this is to protect us, but also to protect our healthcare workers, our healthcare system, so that it can serve us better. So please continue to use cautionary methods when going out. Surround yourself also with a beautiful light and shine it with much love on others at this time. So for those who are called as light workers, this is a beautiful, wonderful time to use all of your spiritual muscles to continue to heal Mother Earth, the people, and the economy. So let's face it, there are many people who are struggling to survive, and so our goal is to make them less, make this less of a rough ordeal. Also, have them tap into their heart space. Us doing this work, for us to tap into our heart space, to be grounded, connected to Father Source, have that energy flowing in and out with flow and grace and ease and love. So this is the reason, as light workers, is that we're spreading this beautiful light of the divine, and it's so needed at this time. So no one person can solve everyone's problem, but we can change our little part of this world. And how can you do this? Be an example of the divine light. Gently, compassionately observe. Work through your emotions, but observe them with gentleness. It's all a lesson. It's all perspective. Be gentle with everyone. Plant a garden if you haven't already done so, even if it's just a pot. In Ontario, Canada, the garden centers have now reopened. I can't tell you how excited I am to walk through that space. That's what I'm going to do this Mother's Day. And for those who can't do it, help out a loved one or a neighbor. And at this very time, in this very now, connect with this full flower moon and release what is not serving you. And this is where we're going to go today a bit. So there's nothing more powerful, mysterious, and overwhelming than a full moon. When I did my first show, it was on a Friday the 13th. Now, part of this time is to sort of gently swipe away the illusion. Friday the 13th is a sacred, sacred time. The full moon, we have 13 moon cycles. It is the divine feminine time. And for us to know, this is a supermoon that we're having right now, and this is the last supermoon of 2020. The next one will be April 2021. So I'm curious, similar to me, last night all I did was sort of gaze. I went outside. It's very cold here. We're supposed to get some snow, by the way. I know there's other places. So if you do go outside, just dress warmly. So I went outside and I just gazed at the moon. So seriously, do you ever just stare up at its glow in the night sky and feel its intensity weighing on your heart. When there's a full moon, I feel it lifting secrets from my subconscious and bringing them to the forefront, bringing them to my heart space. A full moon, I sense, also bringing closure to certain chapters, certain times in my life. No matter what happens, I always walk away from it feeling changed. And that's because each full moon is different. Okay. Nicole, I'm back on.
You were nice.
Okay. Well, I just got dropped. That's fine. So that happens with this time with technology. So I'm going to just go back. I don't know where I got dropped, but I just want to go back to just saying that this full moon, each full moon has an emotional meaning. And so I'm going to describe a little bit of this 2020 flower moon and how gorgeously it affects each one of us. So as they say, April showers bring May flowers, which is why it's almost too perfect that the flower moon always takes place in May. Now, there are many ways to allow the flower moon to wash over your soul. But really, one of the best ways of doing this is just go outside, like I did today. You can do it even during the day. The nighttime is best, but during the day, you can see the flowers blooming, and they're just pushing up right now. It's so beautiful. And normally, it's all you see are a few flowers. I love springtime because you really get to, it's just a few patches of flowers, and they're so bright and so beautiful. So go where your flowers are, or space, or cedar, or just a space outside, and stare up at celestial magic and feel its meaning sprout within you. We're going to do a meditation soon. So this natural world is all, it's very abundant, and feeling this abundance around you. So now that spring is fully underway and the wildflowers are coming up everywhere, and you've got daffodils coming up in your gardens. Maybe even some of you, I'm in Northern Ontario, maybe some of you even have flowers blooming on your trees. The flower moon is so much more than a pretty name because it's got astrology to prove how magical it is. The full moon takes place in this transformational and transformational time in Scorpio. And if you were hoping, just scratching the surface of what's going on, Scorpio is going to do more than that. It's actually going to dig deep into your heart and reveal what's real. Like I said, brushing away the illusions. A lot of people are talking about really having, with this time and space, this pause, the great pause, that they're really having to see sides of themselves that they don't want to see. But I invite you to look in that space. Shine the light in what you consider the dark, the shadow, because that's where the transformation occurs. That's the beauty. Just trust that you have what you need in order to remember and to heal. Ground, connect to your heart, prepare for your true concerns to come to light and for the desires to sweep over you. Let this full moon tell you what you want so you can go after it. And with all the passion in the world, with all that you've ever wanted. And Scorpio wants you to get to the deepest and darkest root of the situation. Just trust you are protected. So look within and ask yourself, what is it that you really truly want to be doing with your life? And I want you to realize side of you. That will come. Look within. What do you want within? The rest will come. And what's outside of you, often we've used to fill a gap. And that's not what we're doing anymore. Go within. What do you truly desire? What is it that you truly want? And it doesn't have to be complicated. It could just be forgiveness. It could just be peace. It could just be, I want to be there to help others, spread the light. And by doing that, the rest will come. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by how grand your soul's purpose may be, this full moon will also give you the necessary tools to take action and get ahead. So this energy will motivate and inspire you to come up with a plan that brings you closer to the next level and stick to it. There's no time like the present to bloom and spread your power like the wildflowers of May. This is a quote from Anis Nin. Anis Nin's quote is, and the day came when the risk to remain light, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. I'll say that one again. I love it. It's from Anis Nin. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And instead of fearing the depth, we can remember that strong roots are what allows a flower to bloom or a tree to withstand the wind. And without going deep, the shallow surface of reality can feel flat. So this supermoon is an invitation to remember all that exists below the surface of life. Resisting this depth is what will leave us in fear. So I invite you. Love is inviting us to dive deep. Tap into your heart space. The heart healing is you. You are the heart healer. Love is inviting us to dive deep. Change is change itself. How often have you heard that? I've used that in my leadership coaching forever. I wrote it in my book, Trust Leadership. But change is, but really it is. It really is the only thing that is constant. So everything is made of energy. I'm sure you guys have heard this. Everything is made of an energy, and that it's always moving and it's always transforming. Nothing can stay the same. And when you're staying the same, it stagnates. When you're staying the same, you're left behind. When you're staying the same, you're not growing. And this might feel scary, and that's okay. Just hold that beautiful emotion and explore it. But we are given a choice now to enhance our relationship to the unknown. So energy never dies. It only transforms. And the newness of shedding what does not serve you anymore is what we're going to explore today. So this super moon has a message for you. Let go of the old. Allow your mind and body to detoxify and release all that's no longer serving you. Open to change and transformation. And I'm going to add, trust, trust, and trust. And if you're all right, if you're actually ready, the energy of this moon will help you create with clarity. A lot of people are asking for clarity right now on how to make this happen. So, bringing in that knowing and intuition from Father Source, your guides, listening to the whispers of your soul, you're going to know what you're needing to release. You're going to know how to let go and detoxify. And it's going to help you illuminate the first steps towards growing and rooting into the changes that you're being called to. So despite all the uncertainty and all this unknown at this time, what you really do have is the ability to transform and create the things you desire. So if you can, I'd like you to, if you have like a pencil or pen around you, a journal, I'll give you a few seconds because I need you to write down so you don't forget. And you can re-listen to this again. Just you can fast forward it to the meditation to this area when we get the replay. What I'd like you to do is write in your journal, what is it you want to release? So words are powerful, and the full moon is a potent time for letting go of what's no longer serving you. So write down a list of everything you want to release from your life. The full moon is around release. And I want you to read them out loud with intention. Intention, that's such a big word. It's a magical word. Your intention has so much power. So either you could do this in a full moon circle, which I'm going to be doing tonight. Again, if you're interested, you can email me and I will give you the Zoom link, or you can go on my Facebook page and message me and I will give you the Zoom link for tonight. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a sacred circle, and I invite you to have flowers, bring flowers, a candle, your journal, and crystals. You can also do this on your own. You can do this solo. So what I want, like you say, after you've written it down, is you say, I release you. Or you can say, thank you for your service. You are free to move on. Say it three times. I release you. Or thank you for your service. You are free to move on. So we're going to have, I have flowers now in my space, and we'll have flowers. I'm going to do a flower circle tonight. So flowers offer us a very specific energetic medicine and are particularly supportive to the mind and the heart. They are high vibe. They have a high vibration. So you can, and when I cut my flowers today, I thank the flower for its service, and I my heart just opened up to it. It wasn't just a task. It was, we did it together, and the flowers know that they are created. They're in this space with me, creating this beautiful high vibration, and I thank them. So when you cut your flowers, do thank them. And if you have tobacco, you can offer tobacco. So, and tomorrow I know I'm getting Mother's Day flowers, which I'm very excited about. I always have fresh flowers in the house. Okay. Another way also was you could have cut flowers in a vase, or you can put them in a circle around you with candles and crystals, or even just working in the garden, having your hands in the earth. You could do it outside the ceremony. You don't have to cut the flowers. Outside tonight with a full moon and candles around the flowers. And there's also a process of planting flowers as part of the ceremony, or even eating the flowers. So there's some edible flowers that you can have, even herbs. All right? So that's creating the space. So we have 20 minutes, a little less than 20 minutes. So I'm going to ask you all to get, we're going to do the meditation. So I'd like you all just to sit back and relax. If you're driving, just listen, and you can listen to the replay later when you're at home. So lie down in a comfortable position. You can sit, you can lie down. Some of you would like to stand on your head. That's just perfect. But anything that you are doing that you feel relaxed and not thinking about staying in a certain one position, one pose. Now, this full moon invocation is from Lynn Mahoney, from her full moon invocation and visualization. And I want to thank you very much. So I'd like each one of you to take a deep breath once you're in a comfortable position. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Beautiful. Now close your eyes. Now take a few more deep breaths and imagine yourself looking over a lake and you see this dock. So you're just at the beginning of the dock. And I want you to look and feel how amazing and beautiful this space is. You're smiling, and you're actually kind of swaying a bit. You're kind of dancing. You have a little song in your head. I want you to feel your beauty, your passion, your wisdom, your light, your deep, beautiful, shining light, especially around your heart space. Just bask in it. Own it. You're standing at the edge of this dock with a basket of flower petals. Flower petal represents that which you are releasing, that which no longer serves you. Take a deep breath and say aloud or in your head, as I synchronize with the energy of the full moon tonight, I willingly let go of what no longer empowers and nourishes me. Now, I'd like you to just take one step onto the dock and notice the warmth of the moon, this beautiful, shiny moon up in the sky that lights everything up. How it's beaming down on you, fresh air dancing on your skin. And at each step that you take, I want you to pause and drop a flower petal into the water. I'd like you to marvel at the gentle ripples they create in the water. Ripples through your energy, ripples through your life. As the moon dances on the water. And at each step that you take, release out loud or in your head those things you need to break your attachments to. Those things you are already that you're ready to move on without, those things weighing you down on your journey. It's also yours, so you release what you want. But I'm going to say some words. I release fear and doubt. I release anger and resentment. I release judgment of myself and others. I release that which is not mine. I release limiting beliefs. I release all obstacles to my path. I release those relationships that no longer serve my highest good. I release all feelings of unworthiness. I release attachments to outcomes. I release. Use the words you need and say out loud or in your head, I release. I release. I release all that which is no longer in alignment with my highest self for the greater good. And when you reach the end of the dock, I want you to notice. Notice how you feel. Now turn around and look at how beautifully the flower petals are gliding and guiding you down the path, ushering you into a new moon cycle, new way of being, new life. With freedom, be you, sovereign being. All of the struggles, hardships, failures, disappointments, and sadness were all lessons, all ripples guiding you, strengthening you, and preparing you for the magnificence that you emanate now. You're shining, you're glowing. Turn back around, facing the glorious full moon overlooking the water. Take a deep breath and say out loud or in your head, I welcome the clarity, strength, and many blessings the moon offers to me, and I trust my intuition and angels to guide me towards relationships, situations, and energies that will serve my highest good. I am in flow. I am abundant. I am love. I want you to pause for a moment in the silence. Oh, just beautiful. Just look at the water as it just, the light shines on the top of each ripple. It just sparkles. And I want you to be thankful. Deep gratitude for all your blessings, all your experiences, and all the people who have come into and out of your life. Deep, deep gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beautiful. Now set your intentions. Your intentions are very powerful. This is the magic. Now set your intentions for joy, for love, for peace, for abundance. And be aware abundance isn't just wealth. It's emotions, mindset, relationships, spirituality, passion, purpose, health. There's so much. So whatever it is, whatever your heart desires, set that intention. Thank you. Now be sure that you state them out loud, your intention, or in your mind. Write it down. Also, and I want you to visualize that you're already there. It's in the now. Feel it. Feel that intention. Feel it in your body, your physical body. Feel it in your mental body. Feel it in your emotional body. Feel it in your energetic body. As if they already exist. Feeling is healing. Feeling is what makes it real. Repeat after me, out loud or in your head. All that I am, I love. All is well in my world. I am open to receive the abundance that is all around me. I am, state your intention. I am, state your intention. I am, state your intention. And lastly, I am. Now speak from your heart, from the deepest part of your soul. Connect to that beautiful space of your heart energy that circles around your body clockwise. Speak with love and light. A few more minutes on this dock. We're going to close in about 3 minutes. I just want you to be a big capital B-E, just B. Look over these calm waters with the moon reflecting back and this beautiful energy rippling through. Now, when you're ready, I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to take the plunge. Yes. Jump, dive, twirl into the water. Woof. That is invigorating. And as this cool water washes all over the stale energy of the past, it wipes the slate clean and releases all that no longer serves you. The water readies you for the life you deserve. The life of love, passion, joy, meaning, abundance. Stay underneath as long as you like and enjoy the weightlessness and ease of which you glide through. Just feel that. Dunk your head under the water if you wish. Look up at the moon through the water. Beautiful. So now when you emerge, rebirthed, reinvigorated, revitalized, I invite you to re-listen to this replay, and you can float as long as you like in the calm peacefulness of your soul. But I'm going to have to end it and bring you back. So say a quiet prayer of gratitude and know that your higher self, your angels, your guides, and the energies of the moon are always here to guide you and lead you on your path. I'm sending you love, light, and powerful moon vibe healing. Blessings. And you now are finished your meditation. This circle is open but never broken. I invite you to go to News for the Soul. My name is Andrea Reidmeier. My picture looks like I'm looking off to the left into the celestial skies. And go to my webpage, and on there you can listen to replays of different guided meditations. Also, I invite you to come to this full moon ceremony that I'm doing with others. I invite you, if you are coming, please give me notice because I need to send you the Zoom link. It is free. Bring flowers for yourself, a candle, maybe sage or Palo Santo, and your crystals. It's a beautiful time for healing, especially during this coronavirus. So let's join together our lights and let's shine brightly on this earth, on this planet. I'm so very blessed to do this work. And also, if you are having a hard time, I can guide you through back to the light, back to your natural state so you can do your healing. I know it can be hard. It's very hard to see when you're feeling that you're in the dark. But don't worry, your light is bright, and I'll help you get back. So if you are interested in that, please give me a ring, an email, or you can go on my Facebook, and my email is posted on News for the Soul. I'm hoping that was a beautiful space for you. And I need to sign off now. So Nicole, are you there?
Thanks for your beautiful ceremony, Andrea, and just to remind everyone, we've got you all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Be well, and looking forward to next time.
Blessing.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.